Short lecture. Sample, a general intelligence. Listen to part of a lecture in a psychology class, then answer the questions.
Today we will look at this problematic concept known as intelligence. What is it? Is there an intelligence that helps us to solve all kinds of problems? Or are there different intelligences that help us deal with particular problems and solutions? What do you think?
I think it depends on other things, such as cultural background.
Indeed. There is also a body of research that states that mental ability is a function of social factors, such as education, and not one's inherent biological makeup. The scientific community is divided on the issue. One of the beliefs behind the idea of a single entity intelligence is the concept of general intelligence, or G. The English psychologist Charles Spearman in the early 20th century made G stand for a statistical measure of performance across a variety of tests. He found that the same people who did well in a variety of mental tests tended to use a part in their brains that he termed G. This G laid the foundation for the notion of a single intelligence, allowing us to undertake everyday mental tasks. Can you think of any problems inherent in this theory?
Well, for one thing, it seems there are a lot of mental activities that go on and that we can't always measure their activity so easily.
True enough. Nonetheless, a recent study seems to confirm Spearman's theory. Research has found that a part of the brain called the lateral prefrontal cortex is the only area of the brain to increase in blood flow when volunteers tackle complicated puzzles. However, Spearman's concept is still highly controversial, with many people questioning both the statistical process and the simplistic nature of G.
Number one, what is the main topic of the lecture? Number two, what is the main idea of Spearman's G theory?